Hello there, this is Ali Beard from CCAS with this week's updates in the world of sec change. This week, we recap the outcomes of the August panel meeting, look ahead to the Change Board meeting next week, introduce some new draft proposals, and there's a reminder about our open consultations that you may want to respond to, as well as a special announcement at the end. A panel this month, there was some discussion about the length of time DCC assessments are taking. The panel decided to write to the DCC highlighting their concerns and requesting a plan on how they will improve these. The panel agreed that MP 76, pursuing non-payment in the events of default, should proceed to the report phase, and this has now been issued for modification report consultation. DP 77, DCC service flagging, and DP 78, incorporation of multiple IRPs part 2, were converted to modification proposals and both will go to refinement. And there was also a paper proposing that the two other SEC party seats on panel should be split into one for other SEC parties and one for other users. We are looking for a proposer for this from the other SEC party category. If you're interested, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. Next week, Change Board will be asked to vote on Modification 62, Northbound Application Traffic Management. The solution centres around limiting multiple alerts or an alert storm originating from a single device. There's a modcast dedicated to this modification on our website if you'd like to know more. The Change Board will also be asked to agree to allow CCAS to request the impact assessment for Modification 67. Service request traffic management. The solution to this mod looks to limit the number of service requests issued by users in the event that the system is over capacity. We're requesting that the Change Board agree to the spend of a little under £19,000, and the DCC have indicated this will take 40 working days to complete. Three new draft proposals have been raised in the last week, which will be presented to the Change Subcommittee at the end of the month. DP 80, ensuring a managed move to DUIS version 3.0, plans for all users to move to DUIS 3.0 by November 2020, when DUIS 1.0 and 2.0 will no longer be used. DP 81, alignment of DUIS and CHISM to reflect DCC processing, will aim to increase users' understanding of DCC processes to avoid DCC incidents in future. And DP 82, Alt-Hand channel selection, will allow communication hub channels to be changed after installation to avoid communication hubs and meters competing for the same Zigbee channels. We welcome your comments on these draft proposals, along with any others that are open, to help us understand the magnitude of the issues raised and what impact they're having. This helps the proposer and the Change Subcommittee to understand the business case for proceeding with a full modification proposal. If you do have any comments, please get in touch with us at sec.change@gemserve.com. DP 72, the change of supplier process, and MP 75, third-party metering service providers, have been withdrawn by their proposers this week. Both proposers felt that the other changes and clarifications made to industry processes had addressed their concerns. These are now in a referral window, allowing other SEC parties to adopt the proposal if they feel the issues have not been resolved. If you would like to contact us about these, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. Just a reminder that we're currently asking for views on the changes to the SEC that might now happen due to Ofgem's switching programme. You can find our draft legal text under the Change and Releases header on our website. We strongly encourage you to take a look at these, and if you have any comments, send them to sec.change@gemserve.com. That way we can make changes before Ofgem's planned consultation in autumn this year. Modification Proposal 76, Pursuing Non-Payment in Events of Default, is currently out for modification report consultation. This proposes to require that the DCC take all reasonable steps to gain agreement from the panel for their approach to pursuing non-payment, as well as simply consulting with the panel as under the current arrangements. The DCC could still choose not to take panel's advice, but would have to show why they did so and that it took all reasonable steps to attempt to gain agreement from the panel. This will provide clarity for the panel, as well as the DCC, in how to manage such scenarios in future, as well as limit the risk of increased costs to be socialised amongst SEC parties in events of default, by ensuring action is taken swiftly enough to prevent this from happening. And we save the best for last. The SEC is going digital. We've listened to feedback that you want the SEC to be more accessible, so very soon you'll be able to do things like search the content relevant to your party type and other useful features. The initial launch is expected mid-September, with subsequent releases in November and early 2020. The SEC panel support the move to digitally transform the way we interact with the SEC and its associated processes, and are looking for feedback from parties on any areas or processes that they feel will benefit from being included within the scope of this project. We're looking to expand this to modifications later on to allow parties to interact more easily with the change process. We'll be publishing a modcast dedicated to telling you all about the changes in the coming weeks. We welcome your thoughts or ideas, and if you would like a CodeWorks demonstration or to be part of the testing and deployment of the new digital SEC, please contact us at ccas@gemserve.com to get involved. And that's it for this week. And if you have any comments on our modcasts, please do let us know. Thanks for tuning in.